Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just really helps her, especially if she's the type of sister that struggles with boldness, that this just really helps her to practice discernment and just be strong in your promises and be obedient to your Holy Spirit no matter what, and not let anything hinder her relationship with you. I ask all these prayers you follow in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and just talking about times of judgment, how dangerous it can get, okay, very demonic, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit, and that you need to start practicing and developing a strong and powerful relationship with the Lord right now and really learning to hear him so that he can govern you, okay? We talked in the previous podcast about just the types of tribulations that you can encounter when you're hearing the Holy Spirit and trying to just get into that place, okay, of real closeness with him, okay, and quietness and stillness and peace inside of your heart and in your soul and in your mind, to where you can really hear him and just walk with him and obey him every day, okay? Now, something that you might encounter, like we just talked about in the previous podcast, is just domineering and controlling what the Bible calls the forward person, okay? It's a pushy person, okay? And I got to make this very clear. This can be a Christian who's just walking in the flesh, okay? Oftentimes it can be, okay? That is just not in a place of being, you know, crucified daily in subjection to the Holy Ghost, but is just fleshy, okay? And what can happen is you'll start to know something's wrong, because all of a sudden you're in this quiet place with the Lord where you're walking with him every day, okay? And you're hearing him, okay, and you're doing good, and all of a sudden, it's like you just can't stop thinking about this person or a situation, okay, but I'm going to speak just a little bit more specifically about a person because that's a little bit easier to understand, and then we could talk about how it happens spiritually as well, but you just find yourself having conversations in your head, in all honesty. The person's not even there. They're not around, okay? And you find yourself just bopping back and forth with them, okay? And thinking about what happened, what they said, what you would say, what you should say. And you're not in a good place, okay? When you see this start to happen, okay? You're not in that quiet, still place with the Lord. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So you'll find yourself in these situations where you're trying to hear the Spirit. You're trying to be governed by the Holy Spirit, but it's just like that, okay? Every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. You're trying to find out, what does the Lord want me to do? Trying to seek after him, and then boop, just like a high tower, thoughts of this person, what they said, what they think, whatever, start popping up in your head, okay? And you start thinking about them, and you got a problem, okay? You got a problem, okay? You've got something now that, like scripture just says, is exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and you're not going to be able to be in that place where you hear the Holy Spirit more perfectly and walk in him, and you got to do something. And we'll talk about how to escape that type of temptation and problem a little bit later. But just, you got to recognize when it's happening. When you see yourself having conversations in your head or thinking excessively about something, about a person, you're trying to hear the Holy Spirit, trying to be governed by him, trying to get into that quiet place, and you just keep having thoughts about this other person, you've got something exalting itself and you've got a problem there, okay? And you really want to seek that out. And we'll talk about how to ways to escape that. That'll be helpful. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, just really loving and glorifying you and just embracing and enjoying the blessing of your Holy Spirit. Ask all these prayers you follow in Jesus' name. Amen.